let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Dangers of Islam. What Every Muslim and Christian Should Know of Islam by Constantine I. Nightingale was written to help you draw the distinction between Islam, cults, and Christianity. Constantine makes no attempt to avoid difficult questions. One review calls it direct, investigative, and intended to prompt serious reflection, particularly among readers of the Christian faith, aimed at stirring conviction, not comfort. Constantine is a veteran Hawaiian community leader, the president, chief operating officer of three nonprofits, international church leader, author of 13 award-winning books, making him the number one author in Hawaii. He and his team travel the globe, helping, guiding, and teaching people how to be better humans and how to give back to society. Known as the Endgame Apostle to the world from Hawaii, Constantine I. Nightingale, author of Dangers of Islam, What Every Muslim and Christian Should Know of Islam, is our guest on This Week in America, coming to us from Hawaii. Constantine, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Rick. Aloha from Hawaii.
Yeah, I bet the weather's nice there. That would be the perfect place to live. And judging, we've talked before, the smile on your face when you're there, it's a great place to live and to work from. We've got a review that Constantine has asked me to read at the beginning. Sort of sets the stage for the book, Dangers of Islam, What Every Muslim and Christian Should Know of Islam. The book is available wherever books are sold. I'll give you all that information. We'll talk to Constantine here in a couple minutes. This is a review, and it really lays out exactly what the book is, why the book is so important, and why it is a worldwide sensation, an award-winning book, because it is so it's so important. It deals with issues that impact all of us, not only in this life, but the afterlife as well. Here is the review for the book Dangers of Islam, What Every Muslim and Christian Should Know of Islam. In an age where global conversations are increasingly influenced by religious identities, geopolitical tensions, and the search for truth amidst the flood of misinformation, books that seek to unpack these complex themes hold immense value. Danger of Islam by Constantine I. Nightingale is one such book that makes an attempt as to not to shy away from difficult questions. It's direct, investigative, and intended to prompt serious reflection, particularly among readers of the Christian faith. He approaches the subject of Islam with urgency and convictions. His tone is unmistakably bold, shaped by what he perceives to be a moral and spiritual imperative to educate Christians about the theological and ideological differences between Christianity, Islam, and cultic belief systems. The book is rich in references, not only to the Quran, but historical events, also to prophetic Christian teachings, the Book of Revelation, and biblical tools for discernment. What stands out about Nightingale's writing is his no-frills approach. There's a stark clarity in his style that avoids academic detours and instead speaks plainly to the intended audience. He does not mince words, and his prose reflects deep concern, a pastoral voice mixed with investigative tenacity. For readers who seek a straightforward and breakdown of Islamic ideology and its perceived implications from a Christian worldview, the book serves as a provocative starting point. That said, the book's strength as conviction becomes its most challenging aspect. The nature of its assertions will likely spark discomfort and disagreement, especially among those who set interfaith dialogue as an essential path forward. However, Constantine makes it clear that his intention is not to demonize individuals, but to highlight doctrinal discrepancies and to make aware and raise awareness of extremism within religious frameworks. He argues that discernment is not born from silence, but from courageous inquiry. Where the book succeeds most is tying its themes to biblical prophecy. For readers familiar with or interested in the seven-year tribulation, the second coming of Christ, and the millennial reign, Nightingale offers an integrated theological perspective. These elements achieve to answer his contemporary concerns on a broader biblical narrative. As a reviewer who values both freedom of expression and intellectual rigor, I recognize that Dangers of Islam will be polarizing And yet, in a time when many avoid difficult conversations for fear of controversy, he is willing to speak freely and boldly. However one may agree or disagree, contributes to a broader discourse that deserves attention, scrutiny, and dialogue. In summary, he says, Dangers of Islam is not a casual read. It's unapologetically pointed, faith-driven, and written with deep passion. The impact will depend heavily on the reader's background and worldview. For Christians looking to understand Islam through a prophetic and evangelical lens, this book feels urgent and enlightening. For others, it may raise questions more than it provides answers, but perhaps that is part of its purpose. Again, the title of the book is Dangers of Islam, What Every Muslim and Christian Should Know of Islam. Constantine Nightingale, the author, is with us on the program. That's an excellent review and touches upon so many interesting elements of the book and why the book is doing so well. I know you feel that there are several important, very important areas of the book that you emphasize as you're talking with people. The one is the comparison, and I love how you do that in the books. You break it down so we can see a comparison. That's the best way visually we can see and compare the different religions that are approached. Talk about the comparisons that you have and why this is so important, and we really need to check this so we don't fall victim to a religion that we should not be falling victim to.
Well, first of all, let me say my name is Constantine I. Nightingale. I live in Hawaii. This year, I'll be turning 67 years old. I've been doing this for a while. It'd be impossible for me to cover everything on this short radio show. So you can go to our website. It's on the screen. It's www.armyofthelord5dr.org, all lowercase, all one word. Again, it's Army of the Lord. 5dr.org. Let me say first, I love all Muslims. We travel the world and we speak to many Muslims. And you got to understand, you mentioned earlier, I did 13 books with Trilogy. I've actually written 16 books. I've become an expert on cults. And immediately, because I was raised as a small child in cults, I was raised a Mormon. I was a Mormon missionary in Hawaii, Idaho, Wyoming, and Oregon. And so I understand immediately within 10 to 15 minutes of speaking to somebody if they're going to heaven or hell, or if they belong to a cult, or if they're atheists or whatever it is. And so I've written books to address this. And you got to understand, in 2005, I went to this theater. It was a church. I thought it was a sister church too. I've been going to New Hope, Oahu for 27 years. It's Pentecostal, part of the Foursquare. And I thought there was this sister church. And there was about 12 to 14 people on stage doing praise and worship. There were about 75 people behind me going there for the first time. We did 3 to 4 songs, praise and worship, sat down. The guy in the middle that was doing the praise and worship pointed me out and said, "You up there, mister, stand up." I was shocked. I stood up. He started prophesying on me in 2005. The person on his right started prophesying on me. The person on his left started prophesying on me. Two men and one lady. And they said, mister, you're going to be writing books. 19 years later, these books are going all over the world. And so I hate writing. I don't even like journaling. But I did it out of obedience to the Lord to be obedient to what he was telling me. Because when you're not obedient, you're disobedient. I had to be obedient to what the Lord is telling me to do. And I've seen, as I take one step, I don't know what the second step is, but as I take one step, the Lord takes me into the second step. So by writing these books, going all over the world, and then one time, because I was born and raised a Mormon, my next step, and I did my full term as a missionary. I was, in fact, assistant to the president in Utah, in mission. We had over 3,000 missionaries. Be clear, I'm no longer a Mormon. In 1998, I started going to New Hope. In 1999, I got born again. And so what happened was I was over 3,000 missionaries going all over the world in Utah. I went there for training before I went to Idaho. And so what I've learned about the cults and how they hide stuff and how they lie and how they keep on changing to fit their agenda. So I've become an expert in every cult, every major cult around the world. There's millions of cults. And so we're addressing the books, every major cult around the world. And I do comparisons. For example, in the Danger of Islam book, if you go to page 48. It covers comparisons of Islam, cults, and Christianity. It's a clear synopsis of what you can get immediately to know that Islam is a cult, that Islam will take you to hell. And so it's a wonderful read for every Muslim and especially Christians. The reason why I put Christians that need to read it, because you have to understand the history to come to the present, to go into the future. So many Christian scholars believe that the Muslim religion might be the one world religion coming up. And the Bible says that if you don't receive the mark of the beast, the 666, your head will be cut off. And today, who does that? Iran and the Muslim countries. And there'll be an Antichrist, the false prophet, one world government, one world religion, one world finances. We'll be living in the poverty into Bitcoin, getting away from a cashless society. It's already happening today. Today, for example, in San Francisco, they have cars without drivers. They started off in China, and now in San Francisco, they have cars without driver. And also covered in the book is critical. God moves according to the Jewish calendar and Jewish festivals. We're in 2025, in 2028, 3 years away, in May 1948, Israel became a state. In May 14, 2028, that's 3 years away, Israel will be celebrating its 80th anniversary, 80. The number 8 means new beginning. The number 888 in your phone is the number for Christ. Number 10 means judgment and completion, 810s. In that year, for the first time in the history of mankind, there'll be the Shemitah, which is every 7 years, World War I, World War II, the Tabernacle of Trumpets, and the Super Jubilee. And by the way, I just heard yesterday that we're getting ready to celebrate in September 11th and 13th in Israel. They're going to be, for the first time in over 3,000 years. Could you imagine, Rick? In over 3,000 years, they'll be playing in Israel 100 shofars going on social media all over the world for the first time in over 3,000 years.
Wow,
it's announcing for the first time in history, Israel is, because the eye and the apple of Israel of God is Israel. And so Israel is announcing the soon return of Christ without their knowing that Christ is God and the Son of God, and he's the one that will bring them to heaven. But that's a whole nother story with the 144 and the two prophets. But what we're right now is in what is called the church age. Next is the rapture of the Christian church. Again, we're going to have the one world government, one world. We're going to have the mark of the beast. And even though if you're a Christian and you get the mark of the beast, the 666 will be on your forehead or hand. They're copying the Teflon, which is done in Israel, where they go to the Wailing Wall and they put their box on the head or a box on the hand. Satan can't create anything. He copies God. So he's doing the mark of the beast to show everybody that you belong to him. So even though you're a Christian, you get the mark of the beast, you'd be going to hell for eternity. So I cover all these books. Again, it's impossible for me in this short period of time to cover everything, but it'll give you in detail the book of all the topics of Islam. Also, I cover on page 206 the difference between heaven and hell.
Yes.
For example, hell is eternal. Hell is filled with darkness. You won't have no love, no relationships. You won't have no food. You have nothing. Be in constant turmoil for eternity. Versus heaven, you have all the opposite. You have light. You have food. You have water. You have love, and you have your relatives, your friends. You have relationship. You have all that. You be with Jesus. Now hell was meant for the demons, for not for humans, but because of our sin and non-repentance, all the cults like Hinduism, like Buddhism, Islam, we'll be going to Mormonism, Jehovah's Witness, so forth. We'll be going to hell because they have no relationship with the true Christ, and they're praying to the false Christ or false God or false whatever it is, and it's demonic. It's not a fight of flesh and blood, but principalities. So they're being misled by Satan. It says in John 10:10, I come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's Satan coming to steal, kill, destroy your soul, your spirit, and your body, and take you to hell. I have over thousands of things I could point out in the book, but let me point out one thing.
Sure.
This immediately you can know that it's a cult. Islam doesn't believe you need to repent. That's the number one principle of Christianity, is that you have to repent.
Yes.
Well, every human being on this earth is a sinner. To Adam and Eve, to lying, stealing, whatever it is, we're a sinner. Just that alone proves that the danger of Islam is false, is a cult. Just that one thing. Now, in the book, I go through thousands of things.
It's amazing. The book is, and I talk about, he approaches this with urgency and conviction. You can see the passion that Constantine has for the message and what he is trying to tell us there. For some of us in the United States, for example, we're not really aware of the size of Islam. It seems like a problem that we really don't have to deal with. How large is Islam? It's an international issue, isn't it?
Well, it is, and they have 1.9 billion with a B
wow.
people. The number one Islam country is Indonesia right now. Close behind it is India. And you might say, well, how will it affect me as a Christian? Or if you're listening to this radio show, how can that affect me? Well, let's say like England, for example, or the United States, they're trying to enforce the Quran. They're trying to enforce Islamic law. And if they do that in your state, Texas right now, for example, is fighting against that. And if they control Texas or they control England or wherever it is in your state, and they're going to implement their laws and their bylaws to control you. And that's one of the other things of a cult, is they want to control you. Jehovah's Witness, Mormons, Buddhism, whatever, Hinduism, is they want to control you. So that's another sign of a cult.
I mentioned this in the beginning, you perceive this to be a moral and spiritual imperative to educate Christians about the theological and ideological differences between Christianity, Islam, and cultic belief systems. How urgent is this? It sounds like this is something we all need to be aware of, fully understand, and now.
But it'll affect your life. You know, the history predicts the future. Again, my books go over facts. It goes over apologetics. In other words, I'm a social worker for Christ. I bring people to the true Christ. And then it goes over eschatology, about the end times. So you'll teach every reader what they need to know to get ready for what's about to happen. So, for example, covering in the book, as we're in the church age, we come into rapture, soon there will be a attack on Israel. And again, it's impossible for me to convey everything in this short radio broadcast, but there'll be an attack on Israel. And it would be led by Russia and Iran, talked about in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Under that would be many countries. So another book that I wrote is called The Endgame. You have Palestine, you have Lebanon, Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Turkey, Yemen, all lining up right now to attack Israel. The Bible says they're going to do it for the booty call. That means gold, silver, natural gas, and all the resources of Israel. So it's happening soon. That'll be a World War III. Now, if you believe me or not, it's up to you. Many prophets call me the end time John the Baptist. I didn't want to put on my books my name or my picture, or I didn't want to say Constantine I. Nightingale, the end times apostle to the world from Hawaii. But the Lord told me to put it to bear witness and testimony to him. I didn't want to do it. I want to give him praise and glory. And so what happened was I put it on out of obedience to the Lord. The Lord always gives me things in threes. And so everything I do, the Lord tells me to do. I don't want to do it if the Lord isn't telling me to it. For example, one day, because I was a new Christian in 1998, 99, got baptized. I was helping the senior prophet in Hawaii. Her name is Phyllis Ramirez. Her husband was the CEO of Gentry Homes, multimillionaires. And she was a prophetess, the most senior in Hawaii that I knew of. And I became her right-hand man, her assistant. She used to have people come to her home from all over the world and prophesy over them for free, give them a tape. And then she used to rent out a restaurant in Kaneohe in Hawaii. And every Wednesday, and people used to come from all over, packed. And I know she was a prophet because 6 months, a year later, people used to come and said, what you prophesied over me came true. And so I used to be a right man. I learned a lot of lessons from her, how to pray for people, how to pray for healing and so forth. And I got deep into the scripture. And during that time, I was praying because my next step was become bishop of Iyo Ward, which is in my hometown where I grew up. I was going to church, and my thing was after mission, missionary to be bishop. And I was praying to the Lord. I told nobody about it, and I read Ephesians 4, where it said God had called the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And I said, Lord, now that I'm not going to be a bishop for the Mormon Church, what are you calling to me in the Christian Church? And then that same week, I remember I told nobody, only between me and God, two prophets and an apostle pastor called me. And prophet Nathan Pakai, he's passed away. Prophet Helena Cochran, who's in a nursing home right now. And pastor, apostle Eric Hurd, who's in Florida right now. They all said, Constantine, the Lord is calling you to be an apostle. And so these 16 books and our team traveling the world, we're showing what the Lord, the Holy Spirit has shown me. And so the Holy Spirit is keeps on guiding me. I don't want to do what Constantine wanted to do. I don't want to do my will. You know, when it's said and done, God will ask you, or Christ will ask you, or the Holy Spirit will ask you two things. First of all, Rick, did you love me? And your answer will hopefully be yes. Second is, Rick, are you being obedient to what I've called you to do? So many people, the Bible says, get away from me, you evildoers. Even though you did healings and miracles, get away from me. What that means is people are doing their own will. They're Christian. They're doing their own will and not God's will. So God will ask Rick, Rick, are you doing what I've called you to do in this last days? And I hope you'll ask Constantine, Constantine, are you doing what I've called you to do in this last days? And my answer will be yes. Lord, you told me to do it. I didn't come out of my own will to do it. God wants 100% obedience. I meet so many people around the world as we travel, Rick. We just came back from Philippines, Guam. Before that, we went on TV interview with TBN TV in Dallas, Texas, Denver, San Francisco, Los Angeles. I get ready to win my fourth award in a few weeks in Hollywood, California. We're getting ready to do a movie on the Endgame book. And so we're bearing testimony to what the Lord is doing and how every person listening to this right now, you're living in the end times, whether you like it or not. God is moving from Adam and Eve from the beginning to the end. He's in control, not you. You can't do nothing. You're only a human. God is God, and he's going to do what he wants to do. That's why he said to Moses, I am who I am. He's moving the world like never before. And the Bible says no man knows when the end time is. But the Bible says, look at the burning pains. And as the time gets close, the burning pains are increasing. So you look at the world. Before they said it would take 3 years for the world to change. But now with AI and robotics, every 3 months, AI is changing the world like never before. It's moving so fast that people can't keep up with it. And they said by 2027, Elon Musk said, the world knowledge of all the people in the world, AI will pass that in 2027. In October 29, 2029, China will celebrate their 80th year of being a communist. In 2030, the World Economic Forum said we'll have a one-world government. 2030, that's only a few years away. But something is major getting ready to happen at the 80th anniversary, as I mentioned earlier, for Israel. So people need to be ready. Every day, every second, the Bible says it'd be but a blink of an eye. In other words, you could be sleeping and the rapture be happening. And if you're left behind as a Christian or non-Christian, for sure, if you're non-Christian, if you belong to a cult like Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, Mormonism, Jehovah's Witness, whatever, I go through them all in my books, you'll be left behind. And the books will show you how to get out of it. And it's meant for every person on this earth to get ready for what's about to happen. It's your choice. You know, what I tell everybody as we travel the world, that the end time apostle gave you the warning. God gave me that name. I didn't come up with it. I gave you the warning. I want you to use my name before you, when you go before Christ, because you're going to be judged. In the white throne of judgment, after the tribulation, every person on this earth will be judged. And I want you to say, Constantine I. Nightingale, or they say, Constantine, warn me. He wrote the book. He showed me the facts. He gave me the apologetics. He gave me the eschatology, but I didn't listen. So I want you to be aware that once you go into hell, once your foot steps in there, you won't be able to get out. It's a one-way door. Eternity. You know how long eternity is?
Yes. It's a long time. And something.
It's a long time. And it's painful. You're going to be in constant pain every second of the day. Could you imagine you're being tormented by these demons 24/7? As soon as you get up, you're tormented. As soon as you go to sleep, you're tormented. And you have nothing. You have no relationships, no mission, no values, no goals, no hope. You have nothing. The Lord showed me that every person going into hell will regret it. They'll now realize the lies they followed because they belong to Islam or Hinduism, Buddhism, or whatever it is. They're going to realize that they followed the lies of a cult. That's why it's so important I present the facts to you. Now, every book that I write, as I shared with Rick earlier, is done by Trilogy Publishing. Brian Norris, Misty Norris, and Noah Norris. And they take a year and a half to 2 years to write to go through every book. They assign 8 to 10 people to me, graphic artists, editors, publishers. They go through every fact that I put in the book. So you can be sure that as you're reading The Danger of Islam, that is vented very well, that whatever you read is factual. Then again, it goes to apologetics. It teaches you. Now in Islam, they don't believe in Jesus Christ or the Holy Spirit. They believe in Muhammad and Allah, which is God, okay? But they're praying and they're going to the false God. And so I'm presenting the fact. I give you one example. The Bible was done about 20 to 40 to 60 years after Christ's death. They have many witnesses, all factual. They have artifacts. They have the Dead Sea Scrolls and so forth. I go over it in the book. The Quran and the Hadiths was done 200 to 300 years later. And they said it wasn't even done by Muhammad. It was done by a caliph that wanted to start a religion because at that time they had Judaism, the Greek Orthodox, and so forth. And he had to do something for Muslims. So he started all this and made up all these things. So one third of the Quran is taken from the Bible. Listen to me carefully. One third of the Quran is taken by the Bible. That alone shows it's a cult. And let me say that as you dig deeper and look at the facts, you'll come to the truth. And the Bible says the truth will set you free.
It's just, we could listen for hours and Constantine talk, and he's so knowledgeable. And you've got the benefit of all of that knowledge in this book, Dangers of Islam, What Every Muslim and Christian Should Know of Islam. The website, and we'll have this, it's been on the screen for the video. It's on our website. You can go there and link directly, is Army of the Lord 5, Lord, yeah, 5dr.org. Let me do that again. Army of the Lord 5dr.org, O-R-G. That will get you all this information on the book and so much there. And Constantine, we just didn't even touch the surface. We just began to even think about touching the surface of what you've got here. So much great information. Thank you for being with us on the program. Congratulations on all that you're doing and the successes that you're doing with all of the books. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. And once again, the book, Dangers of Islam, What Every Muslim and Christian Should Know, book available. And I want to thank you, our Link Publishing, Printed Media, for arranging our conversation with Constantine today. His website is armyofthelord5dr.org. If you're traveling, can't remember all of that, just go to our website. You'll find the information there. A link on directly to Constantine's website, Constantine I. Nightingale, Nighting Dale. All that's on our website. We thank you for listening to today's program. You're listening to This Week in America. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.